For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, did you think about what you were thankful for this week?
Well, I did. Thankful for a number of things, and that is that I'm pretty well off.
Yeah.
After all these years, I have to admit it. I'm very thankful.
Well, even in the midst of a pandemic, I look and I say, okay, things that I would call problems are really merely temporary inconveniences. And I agree, we're pretty lucky people, and I'm grateful for that. And of course, we are not running businesses or working in a restaurant or a bar or a hair salon. It's very, very hard for many, many people.
And many people have to go to work in pretty awful, crowded situations, and we don't. We teach online.
We're able to work at home.
Things like that.
Yes. And I note in a year in which Joe Giambra, wonderful actor, playwright, musician, died with COVID-19, and my friend Terrence McNally, playwright, died from COVID-19. I'm lucky that my family has been safe and healthy and grateful for that. And it's not a small thing to be grateful for at this time. And something else that I've noted concerning the theater that we've seen when the theater is shut down, the pressing human need to be among other people, to express ourselves, to tell our stories. And to anyone who doubts this, I would ask, how much time have you spent on Netflix drinking in what performing artists do? It is so important. It is an essential human need to be in contact with others. People have found it very, very hard to obey the directives to social distance, not just for our own safety, but for the health and safety and lives of others. It has worn on people very, very much. And I'm grateful that Zoom has enabled me to be in contact with family far away and to see theatrical activity, and that theaters have managed to use this while biding our time for the reopening of the theaters.
And that has been fun to see the actors that we've been watching for so many years live on stage, that they're still doing something, even if it's a small screen and a little tinny speaker. They're there.
And even though I haven't always found it thrilling, at least I've noticed that they're using this period of time to incubate great things to come. The number of capital projects that are underway at Shea's Buffalo Theater, at the Kavanoke Theater, the interesting development of programming that Chris Handley has talked about on our program down at the Alleyway Theater, that he had 15 playwrights in their Zoomed program, and much more diverse than the season that had initially been announced. The response to Black Lives Matter in our theater community has been purposeful, which is wonderful.
Well, you're right about the Alleyway Theater. They have cast a very diverse net and have gotten people from all sorts of backgrounds, including something to be grateful for is that big name stars are not working and are willing to come to Buffalo over Zoom.
I bet they wouldn't be grateful for that. But yeah, it was kind of fun to see Mary Chesta and Dagan Matthews and Wesley Taylor doing the play for Alleyway for their fundraiser.
But I'd like to get back to that need to be together. It's something I think we might take for granted when we go to theater. Apparently, a lot of COVID cases have arisen out of rallies. Just to take one, the big motorcycle rally out in the Midwest in Sturgis. A lot of cases came out of that. And I was thinking, if they had all been in the theater watching Hamilton, would they have been better off?
Would they have been better off? Well, every other row, even in church, you know. And house parties, though. People do feel a need to be together. It was very hard for people for Thanksgiving. People wanting to ignore the taking of precautions. As if the pandemic itself would take a holiday. And having to be reminded, well, yeah, you can insist upon being with Grandpa this year, but what if the recklessness of that action means that you are never with him again? I don't think the reality is set in for people. I was challenged by somebody, you know, do you know one person? Well, you know, yes, I've known many who have had it, and I've known two who have died. And it doesn't get any more real than that. So, in the meantime, theaters planning and preparing. Typically at this time of year, you and I would be talking about, I mean, I frequently object to the word plethora because it means overabundance and people use it to mean abundance. But typically at this time of year, there is a plethora of Christmas-oriented, holiday-oriented theater. Not so this year. And it's evil to say so, but maybe I'm a little grateful for that.
Ah, you're a mean one, Mr. Chase.
No, I love Christmas. Well, talking about dark things, I'm grateful my sister was laid off because of COVID. because she works for the Warner Brothers, and in Hollywood, layoffs by the gazillions at the moment, people leaving the Los Angeles area like crazy. She was in the first wave of people, and she was looking for any place in the country to live. They looked at Cape Cod, they looked at the Hudson Valley, they looked wherever. And I said, well, you know, you have a brother in Buffalo. And it was, you know, looking at and so my brother-in-law looked at housing in Buffalo, and he called me the next day, and he said, is this on the level? We found this amazing house for what you could sell a house in Los Angeles with and what they could get in Buffalo. They bought that house. So my family will be with me for Christmas. It's a big deal. And okay, the pandemic is not a good reason for it to happen, but it's a dream come true to have my family with me in Buffalo. We're not from here. So it's lovely that they decided to come here. And for that, I am grateful. Thank you, Warner Brothers. Thank you.
Well, talk about your blessings in disguise.
Indeed. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.